USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hasn't experienced any symptoms of the coronavirus since returning to the White House, according to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly. In a memo released Tuesday, Dr. Connolly provided a progress report on the president's recovery, saying that his vital signs and physical exam remain stable and that the president is doing well. Connolly says the president met with his team of doctors Tuesday morning, and they remain optimistic on his progress. Despite several White House staff members also testing positive for the virus, it's business as usual, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. She herself has tested positive and is quarantining at home, but tells Fox News that the business of government goes on.
All of the typical meetings we have in the morning have continued. Some of us are doing it remotely, others of us in the building. But we move forward. The president, you know, just over the weekend signed, I believe it was a dozen documents, two proclamations, and he moves forward with the work of the American people. He hasn't missed a beat.
This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/World Sight Day. That's onesight.org/World Sight Day.
Questions about President Trump's health remain even after he returned to the White House on Monday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, tells CNN that while the president looks to be recovering well now, it's possible his condition could worsen in the coming days.
It's no secret that if you look at the clinical course of people, sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal meaning going in the wrong direction and getting into trouble. It's unlikely that it will happen, but they need to be heads up for it. He knows it. The physicians know it. So they're going to keep an eye out on it. They're going to try and do that within the confines of the White House as opposed to in the hospital.
Early voting numbers suggest we could see a record turnout for the November election. According to a report from the U.S. Elections Project, more than 4 million Americans have already voted between early voting, absentee, and mail-in ballots. That is far ahead of the 75,000 votes cast at this point in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tomorrow night's vice presidential debate will have a much different look than its predecessors, with plexiglass playing a role. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And one lawmaker is not happy with the Speaker of the House. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has that story.
Congressman Jim Banks is calling on Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to issue an apology for her comments following President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, accusing her of victim blaming. Following the announcement on Friday that President Trump had tested positive for COVID-19, Pelosi wished the president a safe recovery, but also noted that he had repeatedly been seen at events without wearing a mask. She said he could have taken additional precautions to avoid contracting the virus. Congressman Banks sending Pelosi a letter. As far as any response, he says,
I haven't heard back from Speaker Pelosi. I don't expect to, but the insinuation here that anyone who gets the coronavirus was irresponsible and that's how they picked it up is something that should be offensive to the thousands of men and women who have tested positive for coronavirus.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.